This is Jen again. Now we're going to talk about the sneaky companions that keep you in the fear cycle. Your aunts and your inner critic. Fear can show up as a tiny bit of nerves before you go into the show ring, feelings of dread as you prepare to participate in a clinic, or heart palpitations as you stand on the mounting block. It can be the spookiness that mimics your horses as you head out on the trail, or the inability to think when something unexpected happens. It can be the thing you can't quite put your finger on that keeps you from being able to take your riding to the next level, no matter how hard you work. We all have automatic negative thoughts, or what I affectionately call ants. Ants are the negative thoughts that enter your mind before you have a chance to fully evaluate a situation. They tend to make up the majority of your thoughts unless you make a conscious effort to override them. Ants are not real. They originate from the fact that humans historically through the ages have had to be on the lookout for bad, dangerous things. Now we don't need to be continuously vigilant about threats, but our tendency to focus on them and make them up can really mess with our mojo, especially when our acoustical horses can mostly hear everything that we think. Ants allow our past negative experiences or thoughts to creep into the present moment by reminding us of them constantly. It's natural for our thoughts to center around negative things that we've experienced in the past, so it takes some effort to get them to center positively around the present instead. When they trigger the fear cycle, ants create tension in riders and in turn create tension in horses. Meet your inner critic. If you've ever had something that you really, really want to accomplish, but every time you get close to doing it, your mind starts to make excuses, put things off, or doubt your abilities, you have been visited by your inner critic. If you've ever been in the ring and found yourself thinking, oh God, I don't belong here, or I'm not as good as the other riders, or I'm too old, or too fat, or too nervous, or I'm not good enough, you have been visited by your inner critic. If you find yourself dwelling on past mistakes instead of looking forward, your inner critic is involved. We all grapple with self-doubt in one form or another, all of us. A while back, one of my clients was telling me excitedly about an opportunity that she was facing. She'd been invited to travel to Europe and train with a coach that she's admired for ages. She'd received the invitation after riding in a local clinic, and she was over the moon thrilled. It was something she'd been dreaming about for years. She told me about it, and we began to discuss the logistics of the trip and what she'd need to do to prepare. As we were talking, quite suddenly, her tone changed. She became hesitant and questioning. She started talking about why she's not prepared enough to go. She listed the things she really should accomplish first and all the reasons that she wasn't a high enough caliber to ride with this coach. Her inner critic had taken over. The inner critic is that voice that chatters inside your head and tells you you're not ready, you're not good enough, you're not talented enough, or not worthy. It's actually a benevolent voice that took root in your childhood in order to protect you from being hurt. Your inner critic's job is to keep you out of situations where you might fail, where you might be criticized or humiliated. There have likely been times in your life when your inner critic served you well. It kept you from touching a hot stove or crossing the street in traffic. Maybe at some point it helped keep you from making a big mistake. The problem with your inner critic, though, is that as this voice persists into adulthood, it often keeps you from taking risks you need to take in order to accomplish your goals. If you never fail, you never get criticized, and you never experience taking a big risk, you are missing out on so much, right? Write down some of your most common thoughts that you can attribute to your inner critic. Think about the kind of things that come up in your mind when you're in the warm-up arena, contemplating taking on a new experience or getting a big goal. I'm not ready. I don't deserve that. People might think. I might be wrong. I might fail. I'm not talented enough, skinny enough, wealthy enough, popular enough. So-and-so might not like it, blah, blah, blah. These are all examples of inner critic talk. Even things like, I can't ride today because it's raining, or I don't have time, or I can't afford it. These kinds of things can all be driven by your inner critic as well to help you get out of challenging stuff or avoid change. Sometimes this is characterized as a fear of success or self-sabotage. Think about how you treat your friends when they're under pressure or they need support. Do you tell them how much they suck compared to everyone else in the ring? Do you remind them of all the low dressage scores they've received in the past? No, of course you don't. Try thinking of yourself as a dear friend. What would you say to yourself in order to help you succeed? You have the power to inspire rather than disempower yourself with your thoughts. Your inner critic will never leave you, I promise. She will hunker down and continue to show up anytime you're faced with taking some kind of pressure. The key is to identify her as not you. That inner critic voice is not you. It is incredibly liberating to realize that the voice that tries to convince you that you're not good enough is not you. This voice is a mechanism for self-preservation that we all have, and we all have the ability to negotiate with it and relate to it in a productive way. The key to getting past your inner critic is to access what I call your inner coach voice. The inner coach is the voice that speaks for your wisdom, your dreams, and your self-trust. Your inner coach knows what you are capable of and inspires you to go for it. When you're visioning, you're strengthening your inner coach voice and getting closer to being able to quiet your inner critic. When you're setting goals and you lay out clearly what you want and how you want to feel so that you can get ahead of whatever fears that have held you back in the past, you are strengthening your inner coach voice. Your inner coach believes in your strengths, your courage, and your ability to learn and grow from adversity. I think about my friend and client, Christine. Her mantra is, "I am the storm." This mantra took her from being a jumble of self-doubt to qualifying for and riding at the National Dressage Championships in Kentucky. And it took her through conquering a cancer diagnosis at the same time. Her inner coach voice reminds her again and again that she cannot be taken out by the storm when she is the storm. The internal chatter of her inner critic was all about not being good enough, not having the right horse, wondering if she could afford it, and ultimately wondering if she should give up in the face of breast cancer and what other people were telling her. But her inner coach voice kicked in and took a stand for her dream and who she knew she needed to be. This mantra has also helped her cultivate the courage to quit a job that was no longer serving her and start her own business so that she could travel, spend time with her family, and live the life she wants rather than the one she thought she was supposed to. I am the storm. She now has that tattooed on her arm. Your inner coach is all about your aspirations. In the case of my client headed to Europe, once her inner critic got it all out, I had her talk about her vision, her goals, and what this experience would mean to her in her life. We talked about how it was aligned with her dreams and what the payoff would be for her if she went on this journey. In this way, she was able to access her inner coach voice. She made powerful decisions that were connected to her goals and her vision, rather than decisions based on fear and on the insecurities reflected in her inner critic voice. How do you tell if your inner critic is getting in your way or if you're just being practical and realistic? This is such a great question that people ask all the time. Here's the thing. Your inner critic voice will tend to be opinionated and not interested in facts. It'll be repetitive and prone to sweeping generalizations. Your inner critic voice will likely not be interested in compromise or finding solutions. It will be into complaining and making judgments. Your inner critic voice will be all about black and white thinking. Your inner coach voice, on the other hand, tends to be calm and interested in facts and problem solving. Your inner coach voice is cool with figuring out ways to overcome adversity and trusts that you will find a way. Your inner coach voice is okay with ambiguity and uncertainty, where your inner critic voice will tend to use uncertainty as an excuse to bail on things. These are just some of the ways that you can use to tell the difference. There's nothing more important to true growth than realizing that you are not the voice of the mind. You are the one who hears it. That's a quote from The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. There's nothing more important to true growth than realizing that you are not the voice of the mind. You are the one who hears it. Don't be afraid to let your inner coach get down and dirty with your inner critic voice, starting now.